An absolute gun joins the jury. Jenna Louise, who I had early money on winning the show, has been kicked out of the jungle and joins us this morning. Hello.
Your money made.
Do you reckon that was money well spent or no?
Oh, I had belief.
Yeah, Jenna, I mean, it was really hard to watch because they ganged up on everybody, that power trio, Flick, Brooke and what's her face?
L.
How did that feel? Like, that must have been so frustrating knowing that was going on.
It was so frustrating. I was trying my best at the bloody social game, but just I didn't fit in.
No.
Because you were above them, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
They were like primary school. Like, it was seriously primary school what was going on.
Yeah, it was really hard to work with. For most of my game, I was pretty isolated. And, it was really hard. I mean, just different personalities, I suppose.
And do you think the girls, like, because now they're talking about a second alliance, and you went out swinging. Like, you weren't going to leave anything in the can.
No.
We were very proud of the game you played.
I wanted to sort of draw attention to the fact that, hey, you guys talk about this really strong alliance, but essentially, like, people are already trying to make moves. Elle and Brooke need to start having that on their minds. It creates paranoia and it's perfect for me.
You guys can sit and be like, yeah, well, top five, we know what we're doing. But this is the point in the game where it's like people will get dirty and they will set you up and then you got to keep your head above water.
But do you think the girls are going to do a number on the boys at some stage, or will there be a little pairings turn the other way?
I think it could go any way at this stage. I have absolutely no idea. I don't even know if they have any idea. I think the next couple of tribal councils will really depict how the rest of the game will be played.
And it's good now that you're on the jury, you get to have a big say in who progresses in the competition.
Yeah.
But on social media after the filming ended, I mean, you were quite vocal about the fact you actually felt bullied.
Yeah, I never said I was bullied. I was isolated and there were definitely tough times.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise it would be so tough in terms of the social game, I suppose.
Okay.
There were parts where no one was talking to me and I wasn't very nice. Particularly when you're out there to play a game, I mean, you know, if you want to vote me off, vote me off.
Yeah.
You don't have to just not talk to me.
Yeah, silent treatment, there's nothing worse.
It's really hard when you're, you know, I'm already on a bloody isolated island. I don't need no one talking to me. But it's just the way it sort of went. But it was tough. Like, by particularly this stage, just before I being eliminated, I mean, emotionally, I was pretty wrecked, really. I was pretty tired.
You know what, JL? Sam is such a child. He's sitting here signalling at me to zip my lips so we don't talk to you and give you the silent treatment. I can't do it. It's too mean.
Oh, my God. That hurts my feelings. I'm glad you lost your money.
But seriously, Jenna Louise, I actually think, and I've got this little theory now about Survivor, that those with the biggest brains and those who actually
get
kicked off.
It's you're a threat. Of course.
Yeah, I was playing it under the radar game for a bit before I was eliminated, and that was working a breeze. As soon as I spoke up, you're out.
Yeah.
And that's
so
just
true.
What seemed to be happening with everyone. It's like, just do nothing and you'll probably get to the end.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it looks like this procession of doughy lemmings now, that they're going to get to the end and one by one are going to fall off and just jump the bridge until there's one of the doughiest left.
Well, there's always got to be one left.
Exactly, and that's what I was trying to say to everyone. It's like, you know, only everyone but two people are going to be sitting on the jury.
Yeah.
Like, let's start playing the game. Like, let's not get to... Because I know people are going to regret what they've done.
Mm.
I absolutely know it. Because whoever makes the first move has the most power, and that person that moves made on, they're going to be thinking, why didn't I do something sooner?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we already know that Lee Castledine wins because he's driving around in a brand new car here on the
Is
Sunshine
he really?
Coast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, where's my $500,000? I did ask for it.
Yes, indeed.
Did you make any deals with the, you know, say, oh, if you win, will you slip me money and then I won't vote for you?
No, I didn't. We're not allowed to do those ones. But, I mean, these guys apparently didn't really care about the money, so I don't know.
$500,000.
$500,000 is a lot of money.
Not to care about.
But a lot more than, you know, how much friendship means, right?
True.
If you had to put your money on one person, who's taking home the $500,000?
Oh, I mean, when I got eliminated, I said Christy, but I think that was because the only person I was sort of, you know, was half nice to me by the end. But granted, the game that she's playing at the moment, I mean, she's not doing much, but it seems to be working. So I wouldn't be surprised if she takes it out.